Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Eli, my man, let's go.
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, here with you until Cubs baseball tonight. We got some Cubs to talk about. Glad that you're along for the ride. We're going to do a little bear stuff too. Oh, if you're on Instagram, I'm live on the gram right now doing the show. So at Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can find me. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Hey, I had yesterday off because the Cubs game was early yesterday, but I was over at Wrigley Field. I spent my time over at Wrigley Field yesterday doing a little pregame, talking to people, you know, shaking hands, kissing babies, like that sort of thing. Talked with Jim Deshays, thanked him for being on the show a couple weeks ago, that sort of thing. I've got some thoughts on their lineup change, and I want to talk with you about it. I threw a poll out on Twitter last night, and the poll was, do the Cubs see 500 again this season? Because I don't think they do. Most of you didn't either. It ended up being about 73% of the people said no. I think there was like 2,000 votes. So shout out to you for that. It's good stuff. We're going to get to the Cubs, but I wanted to start with the Bears because now I've had a chance to kind of digest everything that the Bears did in the draft, and I wanted to talk with you about it. It might surprise you, knowing if you've been a fan of this show, like what my thoughts have been overall on the Pace regime, but I thought that the Bears did a really good job drafting. Now, tonight, I only really want to talk specifically about the first three picks, and then Thursday, we can kind of get into everyone else, but I thought that they handled things really well. I thought that this was a draft where production was valuable to Ryan Pace. He was relying more on production than projection. You're walking away from the first three picks and you're saying, these are guys that you expect to be a part of next year's team. There is a level of expectation that is high on these three guys being a part of your team. Not, well, if some things go, you know, maybe this person will get in. No, you're expecting guys to get in there from day one and make an impact on your team. And that's good. That's the way that it should be. Them getting Roquan Smith, and I said it on Friday, I love that pick. Absolutely love it. That's the player that I wanted the Bears to get. Once the Quentin Nelson thing was gone, that's the player that I want him to get. And I think that they got themselves a plug-in-and-play linebacker that can start immediately. And one of the things that excites me the most about the pairing of him with Danny Trevathan is how fast the Bears' middle linebackers are going to be. It also, I think, increases your depth because Nick Kwiatkoski, to me, is a rotational player. That's a strong rotational player. If you're starting him for 16 games, I feel like he gets exposed. But using him in a bunch of different roles and spelling guys if they get hurt or they need a playoff, I think that the drop down from them to him in small doses is a lot easier to deal with. So I think that it also raises your floor of your roster defensively by adding Roquan Smith to the top of it. Now, what's really cool is we had a bunch of experts on the station. So here's what I wanted to do. Eli was nice enough to kind of go through some of the tape of our experts. I want to go through each guy of the first three guys. I want to give you their scouting report from our lads. I got the our lads scouting reports, which are really, really good. And I want you to hear what our guys said about particular guys and what Ryan Pace said about those guys. And we can compare and contrast. And if you want to jump in and be a part of the show, you're more than welcome to. 312-644-6767. Let's start with Roquan Smith, and let's start with Dan Pompey. Dan Pompey, the Hall of Fame writer, obviously doing incredible work right now. He had some thoughts on whether or not the Bears got the right guy at number 8.
I don't think there's any way to argue that Roquan Smith was not an ideal pick for the Bears on many, many fronts. He's a guy, I think, who, in addition to a guy who should be their leading tackler for many, many years to come, also should be a guy who is kind of the defensive centerpiece of everything they do, the leader, the alpha on that defense. He also was a guy who could carry on, obviously, a great tradition that the Bears have had since the 1950s with four previous inside linebackers who made it to Canton. That's a pick that you can't help but be excited about. I really didn't think he was going to be there. I thought he would go probably a couple picks before the Bears went. So I thought they got a little fortunate that he slid to them at the 8th pick.
I agree with Dan. I thought that it was possible that he might not be there at 8. I think that the Bears got the second best defensive player in the draft. And that's significant. And for what they do, that's the other part. For the system that they run, for what they do, for who he's going to be paired with, I don't know if you could have found a better pick after Chubb was gone, after Quentin Nelson was gone. That was from the Mully and Hanley show. So was this. Ryan Pace was on, and he talked about Roquan Smith and what he likes about Roquan Smith.
He has all the obvious athletic and physical traits that we see, but what's so great about him is the intangibles might even be better. The things that he brings to the table as far as leadership and work ethic and football intelligence. And I think the more guys like Roquan we can have, the better we're going to be too.
That was Ryan Pace on the Mully and Hanley show. Now, the Our Lad scouting, I love looking at these. And I know that some of you like sexy football talk. Occasionally we do sexy football talk, you know, where we throw around all the jargon. Our Lads is filled with sexy football talk. So get ready, because there's each of these scouting reports I went through and highlighted where it got real sexy about each player. They had Roquan Smith listed as their top linebacker. To show you the difference, his score on a 10-point scale was a 9.65. The next rated linebacker's highest score was an 8.95. So that's how far ahead he was than a Leighton Vander Esch who went to the Cowboys. Here's what the scouting report said about Roquan Smith. 2-year starter is an instinctive inside linebacker who could project as a will in most schemes. Excellent initial read and react with good footwork. Patient in read with a downhill shuffle and outstanding change of direction. Fits inside gaps with precision and can quickly redirect on cutbacks. Lacks great take-on ability due to lack of bulk and can get knocked back. Sometimes he is looking for the ball and does not get his hands into the blocker quickly enough. Shows sound technique as he plays with knee bend and normally leads with his hands attacking blocks. Shows sheddability on the move. This is where it gets really sexy. Good range in pursuit with proper angles to the ball. Makes plays sideline to sideline. Adjusts well moving downhill and laterally. Sound tackling skills showing knee bend and explosiveness into the tackle. Quickness at the snap as a blitzer with tip-top chase ability. Has trouble escaping an edge blocker if he doesn't win at the snap. Shows elite pass cover ability in both zone and man. Can match up with a back showing good mirror ability and speed to handle the vertical route. In zone, does a good job reacting to pattern pressure and sees the threats and quarterback. Closes void in the zone with discipline. An undersized prospect who should go in the upper half of the first round. That's what Our Lad said about Roquan Smith. It's pretty good and very sexy. This segment being brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Okay, let's talk about the second pick. Let's talk about the Bears doing what they had to do. I missed, by the way. For the people that are watching on Instagram, I did a hook shot, and anyway, I missed it. And I'll clean it up after it's done. When they make the pick of James Daniels, I'm sitting there going, huh, That's interesting. Eli was like, oh, wow. Because, I mean, you know, we're sitting there going, oh, they're getting ready to take a guy. They take a guy who's listed as a center, but who Ryan Pace said is going to be a guard. We had Scott Docterman on, who covers the Iowa Hawkeyes. He was tremendous. It was a really great interview and extremely informative to me because I didn't know enough about James Daniels. Here's what he said on how Daniels stood out.
He picked Iowa over Ohio State and Alabama not that long ago, only about 3 or 4 years ago, because he's still pretty young. He's only 20 years old. In that short period of time, he's really become probably one of the most athletic offensive that was ever produced. You know, and he proved it at the with a lot of the drills work he did at the combine. But as far as a technician goes, he's sound. He's one of the best there is. He's not necessarily a powerful guy yet, but he's gained probably 30 pounds since he's been at Iowa. He won't be 21 until September, so I think in another 2 to 3 years he could be more physically imposing. But I think he'll fit in really well with the Bears because I think Daniels could start day one.
That's good news because you probably need more depth on your line, and you want to make sure that he – can work right away because you spend a lot of capital. Like that's a big pick to have a guy sit. So when Ryan Pace was on the Mully and Hanley show, he explained how Daniels fits into what the Bears want to do.
We look at them all as good interior offensive linemen and that position versatility in there. Cause Cody can play both. Daniels can play both. Cush can play both. So I think that just helps us, you know, as, you know, because you never know what's going to happen throughout the year or how things are going to transpire. But right now, we want to start off keeping Cody at center and Daniels playing the left guard spot, you know, and just let it all battle out. But the fact that they have position versatility, both of those guys, it's just an extra benefit, you know. And I think I know Harry is excited about that because it just helps him, you know, based on how anything unfolds or whatever circumstances take place. And when we're evaluating James Daniels and he's playing center, you have to make that projection, okay, do we feel he can play guard? And there's a lot of things you see on tape that make us very comfortable with that projection.
We'll see if that changes. Right now, the idea is that Whitehair is your center and Daniels is going to end up being your guard. And there are a lot of people who thought that he should have been picked a lot higher than he actually was. On the offensive lineman grades from our lads, he scored an 8.94. And for the interior lineman, I want to say he was second or third of that group. Here's what their scouting report said about Daniels. Two-year starter in Iowa's pro-style zone scheme offense, a long torso athlete with a thick lower body and long arms. A big guy who can run and execute blocks on the perimeter, gets push in the run game. Experienced at both the conventional and shotgun snaps, locks on a defensive tackle, and runs them up the field in pass protection. Agile enough to pancake a linebacker on the second level, more of a power player than a quick guy. Plays square and mirrors inside pass rushers. When uncovered, he helps his guards cut off rushing lanes. Has the knee bend strength and leverage to anchor an inside bull rush. Plays the game on his feet. Good awareness on twists and switch blocks. Competitive at getting to the second level and cutting off pursuit. Too aggressive at times and will overextend and fall off his blocks. Does not have balance issue. Productive pass blocker with lateral agility to mirror and slide his feet. Sits back in a well-defined pass protection posture. Will contribute immediately in a zone blocking scheme. Doesn't turn 21 until September. Needs more anchor strength. Academic All-Big Ten in 2017. Anchor strength. That's a good scouting term right there. I was thinking like, choose glass for breakfast. No one should do that. That'll mess up your insides. Big time. Big time. And now let's talk about the receiver. Let's talk about Anthony Miller. Out of that oop-de-oop offense that they ran down at Memphis. He's a really intriguing, like, the more tape you watch and the more you read about him, he's one of those guys where, look, he's 5'11". So he's not a hulking guy, but he's for 5'11", he's 200 pounds, like he's a strong dude. So let's hear from his offensive coordinator, who was on with Bernstein and McKnight, talking about what impressed him about Miller.
I wasn't there when Anthony was originally brought in and walked on, but we'd have to slow him down at practice. We'd have to say, hey, Don't block the kid into the cooler, all right? It's Wednesday, right? We want to keep you healthy. But that is his mentality, is every snap he's going to impose his will to the maximum of his ability. Every play, every day, and everything he does his entire life. He's extremely strong and extremely explosive. I've never been around a guy as strong as explosive in my life. And when you get in the red zone, when the field shrinks, he's a guy that he's hard to press because he's so powerful. I feel like in the red zone was where he really got to use his strength. And you really don't hear that a lot from guys who aren't 6'4", that you know they're great in the red zone. But how strong and Anthony's strength when we got down in those situations, you know, are an issue for teams to come up and press him. How can we get him a one-on-one, whether that was in the box, kind of as an H-back, whether it was in the slot, whether it was out wide. He's a versatile playmaker.
That was a good scouting report, and it tracks along with what our lad said about him. I'll go through this quickly. I'll give you the super sexy part of what our lad said about him. Wins versus press man coverage with quick feet and effective head and body fakes. Has good savvy to set up defenders with stems and good angles. Works hard to get on top of the defensive back to control his route. Creates separation with acceleration and footwork to get out of the break. Is an effective and accomplished route runner on all three levels. Tracks the ball downfield with natural ability, has strong hands, makes savvy late adjustments on 50-50 balls to pluck, be careful the way you say that, the ball out of the air and from around defenders. Very tough after the catch, competing for extra yardage using an effective stiff arm. He also gives good effort in the run game. Those are the types of things that you like to hear right there. So that's a little bit of a breakdown of the three guys. And what they do. Did I do Pace on Miller? I didn't do Pace on Miller. All right, let me do Pace on Miller. Here's what Pace said about Miller and him winning some of those close battles in coverage.
He could be 20 yards away from the play on a run play, you know, burying his guy to the ground, blocking him. That's just his mentality. And we talk about receivers and the ability to win contested catch situations, because in our league, you know, sometimes there's not going to be a lot of separation. You're going to have to win those close coverage battles. And the way Anthony plays, he's so strong and he's aggressive for the ball. Like, he wins those situations, and that's important.
It's good stuff there from the Mullen Hanley Show. I listened to that this morning while I was up walking around. Quickly to the Cubs, Anthony Rizzo at the top of the lineup tonight. Joe Maddon talked a little bit about that. He also gave Almora and Baez the night off, which kind of changes things. But here's why he wanted to switch things up tonight.
I really thought that we needed something like a 20-foot python, a magician, or a breakdancer in the clubhouse. Instead, I chose to hit Rizzo leadoff. So I thought it might pick the boys up a little bit. Tough series against Milwaukee. I didn't think we were on top of our game yesterday. Wanted to give Javi and Albert a day off. Easily could have put Zobrist there, absolutely. But I thought it'd be a little bit more of a lift for the group. Plus, you know, Riz needs to get going a lot of times in the past. I've liked to do that with some of the larger players on the team, put them in the leadoff spot, let them lighten up a little bit and just go play. So we'll see how it works out for today.
Does it work to the fact that the guy doesn't try to do too much when they're there?
That's what I try to impart. The guys that I've done it with in the past, I ask them to really just play with the middle of the field mentally, just stay in the middle mentally, and just try to hit singles up the middle. That's always been my refrain to the guys that I've tried to do that with. And like I said, it goes back to Midland, even beyond that, before that. But Midland is when I started doing it, and I've utilized it since. And he loves it. That's the other part. Riz digs it. He gets it. So we'll see how it plays out tonight.
So I was right. I mean, there is some element of trying to get him going that plays a role in why they did this, along with Knight's offer, Baez, and Almora. If you need legal advice by a reputable attorney, send questions that you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice or look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice. Hey, the guys over at 26 Shirts, they gave me a Loyola shirt, which is very, very cool, which has the teams that they beat scratched off. And I wanted to give it away. They were like, give it away. And I said, okay, yeah. So I'm going to give it away. If your caller 6 to the Scores contest line, which is 312-591-6700, we're going to hook you up. You're going to get this shirt. It's a great, great shirt. And thanks to the guys at 26 Shirts for passing it my way. Trust me, you are going to love it. The Cubs lineup tonight: Rizzo at first, Bryant at third, Zobrist at second, Addison Russell at short. Kyle Schwarber in left, Victor Caratini is catching, Jason Hayward in right field, Ian Happ is your center fielder. Kyle Hendricks will be pitching for the North Side Nine. Thanks to everyone who listened. I got tomorrow off, taking it off, but I'll be back Thursday. And we got a big show planned for you on Thursday. So make sure that you're here for that. All right? See you then. Have a great night. Peace.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.